Audio Boo. It's Canadian Diva, and I am here to do a post by myself. And I apologize for the weirdness of my voice. I'm still maybe recovering from last night. Maybe. It just sounds extra raspy to me right now, which maybe is because I can hear again because I went to the clinic today. And I got my ear drained, and it was glorious and beautiful, and I can hear again. And apparently, there was a huge bunch of wax in my ear, and the doctor was like, wow, it's huge. And he didn't think he was going to be able to get it out, but then he did, which is great, because now I can hear again, and it's lovely. And everything just sounds so much clearer, and the world is wonderful, and yay. But anyway, I'm here by myself. Dora left a little while ago, and I just thought I would record a boo. Maybe a little post-concert update boo or something. I don't know. I just was listening to my boo from yesterday and felt a little bit inspired to start booing again. Although I should be paying more attention to my YouTube channel, because I feel like I want to start that up again. Because I recently got into this new hobby, and it is reborn dolls. And basically what that is it is where people make like really realistic looking dolls. Like they look like real babies, and they're not really meant to be played with. They're more of like a collector's item, but a lot of people will do videos of them on YouTube, like roleplay videos, where they will feed them and change them into different outfits. And sometimes people will go on outings with them and stuff like that. And it's really cool, and I recently got into this hobby. And if people want to judge me, then that is their prerogative, I guess. But if you do judge me, then I guess you were never really my friend to begin with, so whatever. But yeah, I got my first reborn doll. I recently got her a couple days ago, and I did a video of my unboxing of her, but I haven't posted it anywhere yet. And I think I would like to start doing some roleplay videos and stuff with her. And of course, as a visually impaired person, not really sure how that will go down in terms of like the visual aspects of being able to see stuff in the camera and whatever, but I would like to try anyway. So I should really be giving my YouTube channel more attention, but I was inspired to boo, so I'm here. But anyway, the concert last night was really amazing. Like, I freaked out so hard. I lost my mind pretty much forever, and it was so great, and he was really awesome. He sang all of the songs that I was hoping that he would, and he was just so good, and I screamed and jumped, and I found out that you really don't need to work out. You can just go to concerts and just freak out the whole night, and you'll probably lose some weight. So that's my new workout regimen. It's just going to concerts. But yeah, it was so fun, and I lost my mind, and I freaked out, and I had so much fun. And Justin was amazing, although I heard today from my friend who got to meet him. She was sitting up really right up front, and she said that she could tell that he was lip-syncing most of the concert, and I guess apparently he was sick, and he sang a few of the songs live. Like, apparently he sang Love Yourself and One Less Lonely Girl and I think Purpose, but she said that he was lip-syncing a lot. And so that kind of made me a little bit sad when I found that out today, but I still had a really good time, and I would go see him again, and I have a serious case of Bieber fever, and I am a believer, and I don't care what people have to think about that, because I love me some Bieber, and that's just what that is. So yeah, I had a really good time. And before the concert, we went to Fatburger, and that was really good. I haven't been to Fatburger for a while, so that was pretty epic. And then today, we didn't do a whole lot. We went to the clinic because I really just could not stand being deaf for another second. And so, yeah, and then we went to Subway. And I learned, actually, that the clinic that I go to, I took a cab to the clinic because I couldn't hear properly. And I was like, I don't really want to try to cross streets if I can't hear properly. So we took a taxi there, and then we were going to walk home. And we ended up going the wrong way, but I learned, actually, it was good that we went the wrong way, because I learned that the clinic that I go to is really close to the Subway restaurant and a bunch of stuff that is in that plaza that I already know where it is. So that was pretty cool. So after we finished at the clinic, we went and got Subway, and then we walked home, and it was good. And that was pretty much my day. Other than that, I've just been hanging out watching some stuff online. I caught up on Catfish and thinking about catching up on The Voice, or maybe something else. I don't know. I'm feeling a little bit sad now that everything's over. Like, I had my trip to Louisiana, and then I had my baby to look forward to, and I had, you know, my birthday and the Bieber concert, and I still have the Leon Bridges concert on Tuesday, and I have some other concerts coming up, like Tori Kelly and Adele and stuff, but those aren't for a while. And I recently found out that my guide dog is being retired, and I don't know, I just feel really sad, and like everything's over, and like I don't really have anything to look forward to for a while. I mean, I'm excited about Leon Bridges, but I saw him a couple months ago, and he was really great, and I loved his concert, and we got to meet him, and it was so epic. So I'm excited to see him again, and you know, maybe I'll get to meet him, maybe not, I don't know. But I'm excited about that, but I just feel like, I don't know, just kind of blah, so I don't know. But anyway, that is my update, and I'm gonna go find something to do. So I will talk to y'all lovely people later. Peace.